وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the mailbox. It's time to check the mail. What we got up now, let's get right into it. Okay, the pillars of Islam. What are the pillars of Islam and what do they mean? Well, that's a good question. Usually we mention them like this. There are five main pillars of Islam. There's something called the Shahada or Shahadatain. That's the bearing witness to two very important facts, that there really is only one God, Allah. He has no partners and He alone is the creator, the sustainer of the universe. He always was and always will be, and that's my God. That's basically the first part of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The second part, Ashhadu Muhammad Rasulullah, this deals with the bearing witness to Muhammad, peace be upon him, as being the last of all of the messengers that came with this special message, confirming the message of Adam, Abraham, Moses, David, Suleiman, Jesus Christ, peace be upon all of them, and all the prophets who brought this key message, La ilaha illallah, none to worship except Allah. Now that's the first part. The second part, now we'll talk about following Muhammad and doing what he has shown us to do. So this is also a part of being a Muslim and following the pillars of Islam. First pillar, bearing witness to the Shahadatain. There's only one God to worship, and Muhammad is his messenger, and bear witness to that. Second pillar is to establish the Salah. Salah means the connection that we have with Allah through our worship by standing in a certain way, facing the direction of Mecca, and then opening up our hearts and praying to him and going through the ritualistic motions that he's prescribed for us to do to make this connection with him. The third pillar is usually referred to as zakah, and this is the charity that the wealthy give every year. Once a year, they give a small percentage of their wealth that they hold for over a year's time directly to the poor. We don't actually have something where you're, you know, like donating 10% of your income or anything like that to a church or temple, but rather this is something that goes directly to the poor, and you can do it by way of your local masjid or whatever, but for sure every penny of it has to go directly to the poor. Now then the next pillar is called Saum Ramadan, fasting the month of Ramadan. That is to abstain from any food or drink during the daylight hours of the month of Ramadan. And then at the end of that month, there's something called the Eid that goes along with this too. And we have a special program on right here on Huda about that when Ramadan comes, called Ramadan Reminders. And then finally, what about Hajj? Hajj is the pilgrimage to the Bayt Allah, the house of Allah. Once in the lifetime, if a person has a way to do it, Allah makes a way for him. And that is the five pillars of Islam. You'll see that here on Huda TV a lot. We'll be talking about these pillars. And on the next version of Mailbox, we're going to get into some more of the great mail right here on Huda TV. So stay right there and watch for more of the Mailbox.